Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Napa Know-How.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa Know-How. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
And friends.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
301 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro, planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that we perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After getting a series split with the Nationals, the Cubs open a weekend set in Cincinnati tonight. Mike Montgomery gets the start against former Cubs Scott Feldman. Chris Bryant sitting out of the lineup again tonight with his injured ankle. Victor Caratini gets the start behind the plate. Wilson Contreras will play left field. No word yet on when Bryant will be recovered enough to play, but he told Bernstein and Goff today it won't be long. Ben Zobrist went 2-for-3 in his rehab start with AA Tennessee yesterday. Jamer Candelario's MRI on his knee was negative after he was hit by a pitch in yesterday's win. And by the way, Kyle Schwarber 1-for-3 with a walk last night for the Iowa Cubs. He's hitting .333 so far in AAA. As for the White Sox, they'll kick off a weekend set against Texas tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Mike Pelfrey headed to the mound for this one. He'll face rookie Austin Bebens-Dirks. Avi Garcia still day-to-day with a sore knee, but his MRI yesterday came back negative. Garcia not in the lineup again tonight. First pitch tonight from the south side at 7:10. In the NBA, the Bulls are reportedly looking for a buyer for Rajon Rondo's contract ahead of Friday's deadline to announce his status with the team. The Tribune's Casey Johnson says the Bulls have included Rondo in some recent trade proposals. And Bears rookie Mitch Trubisky predicted today that the Bears will make the postseason this year, though he says he's not guaranteeing anything.
I'll repeat the question just so it doesn't get blown out of proportion, because Jordan and Kev already said something. They said, oh, everyone's going to think you guaranteed it. And he's like, no, do you think the Bears are going to make the playoffs? And I said, yeah, I think we're going to make the playoffs. Obviously, we know we have a lot of work to do, but I don't want anyone to construe in a way that it was a guarantee or anything. I believe in myself. I believe in my teammates, and I know we still got work to do. But yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I think. And I mean, as a competitor, you should always go out there and think you're going to win.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
There will be painful times, there always are, but I think when you're all unified in the direction you're going, and that's the only agenda, you have a chance. So we've defined it, and I think our fans, if they give us time and are patient, we'll show them results. We've changed our direction. We were not satisfied with being middle of the pack, kind of in no man's land, and so we defined it. And I think that, you ask for patience because it's going to be, as you see with teams that do rebuild, it takes time.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was John Paxson from the introductory press conference when they said hello to Chris and Lowry and, of course, Zach LaVine as well. My bad. I don't know why. I usually have my phone off. I have no reason for the phone to be going off right now. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show.
It wasn't porn.
It's right? Usually in the hidden files. Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com, the live video stream brought to you by our people at American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original by local from American Needle. A lot of people want to jump in also on the knowledge dropped on us by our guy Joe Sheehan in the last segment. 312-644-6767 if you've got baseball thoughts as well.
I didn't like that image of somewhere on a ship in the Atlantic is a pallet of baseballs that are...
It's like the end of a show where they just zoom out and there's a can. And in that can, on some boat... There's a million baseballs that are coming here.
Of Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Where you just see this huge warehouse somewhere.
You know that's where the balls are.
And that's where the squishy baseballs are.
Five of Broats.
Not Broats.
Not these
big
baseballs.
Ships.
Right, not these baseballs either. He said the Nerf balls, the squishy balls that don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And they're all outs. And then we have a game that's just a lot of fly
outs. Are the home runs bothering you as a fan? When a Scooter Jeanette goes dingy four times, does that get to you? Like, does it? Because you don't have the outrage of the it's not real from the PED era.
It's not the home runs themselves. It's what Sheehan discussed with the uncertainty of everything. It's that if this is all okay.
So the things that you thought you could trust are being kind of thrown around a little bit.
Everything that underpins this game.
Kershaw's not supposed to get that. Yeah.
That some guys are James Shields is supposed to give up home runs. John Lackey's supposed to give up home runs. I understand some of this, but when it really starts to get weird and you don't know what you can trust and you don't know if you can trust, you see, there's a flip side to that. If you really think your management is just smarter than other teams' management, that in chaos is opportunity, and then maybe other teams are more likely to make bad mistakes than your guys are. So I think I still want to have Theo Epstein running my team.
All right.
And maybe it's even more of an advantage when there is that level of uncertainty.
And he was very clear in that you don't want to jump on this and all of a sudden, like Joe said, it's cyclical and you're stuck with five guys in AA that all do the same thing and now you don't need that thing to be done. We will get back to what John Paxson was talking about because Michael Reinsdorf had to do something for the organization because of a person that he's very close to that's still a part of this organization.
In Oak Park, here is Patrick on The Score.
Hey guys, I'm just calling to ask, do you guys think what happened to the player, the Yankees guy last night, mm-hmm. Dustin Fowler, mm-hmm. do you think that's an example of, quote, playing the game the right way, taking too far? I mean, it seems pointless to run head first into a wall, to injure yourself. For meaningless, well, not meaningless.
Well, he didn't do it with the intent on injury.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to tear up his knee, Patrick, but I kind of get what you're saying. You got to also take into effect that it's a young outfielder who's probably never been in that right field before. Guys know their steps after two or three years. They're like, all right, I got five steps until I, go barreling into this thing here. And, youth, man.
Trying to make a play. It's a rookie trying to make a play.
Yeah, trying to make a statement. First time out there.
If that's a 34-year-old vet,
He understands.
I think he knows exactly where the thing's going to land.
That ball's foul.
Yep.
That's a strike.
And that is out of play. Right?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Count's 0-2 now, guy. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, I can dig it a little bit on where you're trying to get Patrick. Playing the game the right way. I mean, he's trying to make a play. I don't look at it as anything more than that.
Yeah, I'm not going to add insult to injury and say, yeah, you're hurt.
And you're a dummy.
Your career's in jeopardy. You idiot. Why did you do it? It's your fault.
Yeah, it's tough. Look, all right, Dan. Michael Reinsdorf. We know about Michael Reinsdorf's relationship with Gar Foreman and the back channels that relationship has kind of been, navigated to make sure it's fortified with the charity involvement with the wives and all that other stuff, and how Jimmy was tied to that as well. You don't normally hear an owner or one of the members of the ownership group coming out and saying these things. I'm really sick of this leadership issue. Jimmy's a great guy. He tried hard to take guys under his wing. Whatever issues he had or did not have with the players, I can assure you it wasn't because Jimmy doesn't care. He's just very honest. I really don't want the impression to be that the Bulls organization is disrespecting someone who has meant so much to my family, the organization, and the city of Chicago. You know, sometimes your business gets public. And as anybody's mother may have told them, hey, there's certain things that you just don't do in front of company. You keep that in this house. There's certain things that you keep in the house. And there's certain things that have stayed, you know, in this area in terms of this Bulls front office. And nationally, when they're winning TNT games, it doesn't get talked about a lot. They kind of got some cover from the John Paxson, Vinny Del Negro embarrassment on TNT when John Paxson said, hey, I'm done with this. You guys can have this. I'm not going to make these mistakes anymore. I don't want to talk to you guys all the time. Gar Foreman now has this job. People around the NBA kind of they know what's said about Gar Foreman, but it became very, very public when Jimmy Butler was traded to more than people around the NBA what people think of Gar Foreman. And Michael Reinsdorf had to go on record publicly to let everybody around the NBA and some of these kids who will be free agents here in the next 2 or 3 years know that, hey, we don't operate like this.
Yeah, but even you do operate do. Like that. Exactly. That's the problem.
And when your ownership group has to do this, that means you're skating on thin ice, my friend. That you don't see owners having to come out and talk.
Clean up a mess you made.
About players that they just traded for good reason, too. Think about it. You haven't won with them the last couple of years. Everybody's been waiting for it. This could have been a clean break, but Travelle Gaines came out and said something, and you know he took the house business out into the street, and that's when everybody's like, "Yo, I mean, people say what you want about the Jordan connection, but the Jordan stuff when he left, there was a lot of kids who grew up loving Jordan who kind of." You know, gave a side eye to the Bulls. One of them actually is under contract for the Bulls right now, and Dwayne Wade. The things that Dwayne Wade used to pass along about the Bulls that Michael Jordan passed along to him when he was a Jordan client, those things were real. And before you can even get to those agent negotiations with a team, there were guys who were like, yo, I'm not going to Chicago. See how he treated Mike? And then the Bulls had dug themselves up from under that foolishness and started to be loved again with the young core of Kirk and Ben and all these plucky little players. Then they get the number one pick. They draft Joakim Noah. They do all these things. And then one by one, those guys start to leave, and they don't leave with a very – you know, with a hug and a card. They leave with a kick in the ass and a statement made about them in Luol, in Joe, in Derek,
or
in
they
Tom.
Leave with a messed up spinal tap.
Right. So when this happens, you gotta. This was Michael Reinsdorf having to come out and talk to Joe Cowley on the record and say, "Yo, listen, we're better than we look out here in these streets." That's real when it gets to that level. You don't have to usually do that when you're an owner. Front office has got to clean up messes. Owners don't have to do this usually. And he felt he had to do this because Jimmy Butler's popularity and the fact that he's still a viable entity. Joe can do it. Derek can do it. Lou can do it on the way out when they're not themselves anymore after injury. This is a guy who's still going to be shining on the NBA spotlight.
Doing it doesn't mean it works.
I know. No, I'm just saying.
Even picking up that phone and saying, all right, Joe, we got to talk about something here, and I want to go on the record and say a bunch of stuff. Because he knows that Cowley had the other unnamed sources too. And when I see that source close to Jimmy Butler, I think I know what I'm dealing with right there.
Right.
I think.
Jimmy's goldfish.
It's right. This is my personal speculation that right. Generally when you say right. A source close to Jimmy Butler, that's a player telling you, don't put my name on any of this stuff. This is on background.
But this is real. Yeah,
this is real. Here's what's going on. Here's how I really feel. Mm-hmm. But you don't dare put my name on it. I'll deny I ever said it. That kind of thing.
That happens often.
And that very often source close to is that person saying it without saying it, kind of subtweeting the whole thing. But when an owner does it, and part of this too, complicating these things, is that Michael Reinsdorf's always been close with Jimmy. That's not just another player.
Yeah, to pick.
That's not just another player. Mm-hmm. They've been tight. And I was always advised, and I always would, when I talk to owners of teams, don't get close to players. It's usually bad for you because it's not your job. It's going to make for some awkward decisions from the management that you've entrusted to
Mark Cuban and Chandler Parsons.
Yep.
Really nasty. Really ugly.
And sometimes
vacations and all.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. And I've seen it on smaller levels too, where an owner just likes a guy and
franchise player who you know at some point you're going to have to trade, but you think you have to be around him to let him know that you love him and that you're loyal to him in his young years.
Sometimes a player starts to take advantage of you too.
Oh, no doubt.
Sometimes player you give him an inch, and next thing you know that they're like, yeah, I got this.
I'm starting to remove competition too.
Made guy, I'm tight here. Yeah, sure.
You know, that guy. He's a good player, but he's, you know, I don't know if he gels with what we're trying to do here, right, owner? And the owner goes, yeah, that's right. Give me another Long Island iced tea. You're making sense here out on this yacht. And then you know, all of a sudden you're breaking up teams that should be winning championships.
This segment is brought to you by AutoZone. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Yeah, that is serious stuff. I'm glad you highlighted that because it's a big deal when Michael Reinsdorf picks up a phone and says, print this.
And these are stern words, too. He says he's pretty much saying the Bulls organization does not get down like this. Please don't believe anything that you're hearing,
but you might get
down like this. Because if you thought it was tough to get free agents before, when you had an MVP and, you know, an ambassador like Lou and a work hard, try hard fan favorite around the league like Joe, it's gonna be some very, very tough times in terms of courting people. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I love Zach LaVine. There's Zach LaVine. You're gonna see the confidence. I cannot wait for this year for people to see people's reactions to everything that is Zach. Because the night Zach is like bad Zach, he's still confident Zach.
It's okay.
And the nights that Zach is great, he's confident as hell then too. And Zach is, if Zach puts up some numbers here, you know, you're going to have a hard time wrestling this team away from Zach if you're trying to make sure that Zach isn't the best player as you go forward, which you would, you know, best case scenario, Zach is your second or third best player. You dropped yourself a nice little franchise gem in the middle of that thing, and you're rolling because you're bad in the next 2 years and you're in the top two or three in the draft. You know, where you're talking about Luka Doncic or Zion Williamson the year after that.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We have to get to this. We have to get to one of the dumbest human beings on the planet, or formerly on the planet.
Oh, so dead dumb?
The best combination of dumb and dead.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
We have to get to that. That's coming up on the score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg, it's deep left center. Do you believe it? It's gone!
Hosted by Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com/BBQ.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Technology that connects you to your car. We are now just 12 hours away from the start of NBA free agency, 12:01 a.m. Eastern. That amazing moment when teams can start meeting with players, and if they're really feeling it, they can show up at a dude's house or a hotel or wherever they can find them with PowerPoint presentations and stacks of cash. And given the way the first few weeks of the offseason have gone, it feels like the next few days should be absolutely electric. I mean, there's no way the NBA can keep up this drama, right? There was the Paul George announcement, the trade of Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler arriving in Minneapolis and dropping his digits on the haters so they could call him. Nothing ever lives up to the hype. But then again, the offseason shouldn't be better than the postseason. And in the case of the NBA, it definitely is that. Bring it on. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale is on. The summer is being kicked off with their daily deals. It's everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses from brands you love. You got to stop in to the Mattress Firm near you to see what the daily deal is today.
And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everybody. Like Hampton and Rhodes mattress sets starting at only $179.99. And Serta, that's right, Serta mattresses, just $399.99. Of course, we've been telling you because we love you about the adjustable base.
You can get a free adjustable base with select purchases, and it's worth it no matter which mattress you get, because I can tell you from experience, having that adjustable base just allows you to customize your sleep or even your TV watching, whatever you're doing. It gets it
customized. Your chill.
Yeah, just I learned sometimes, you know, you just elevate your legs a little bit, makes your back
blood
feel,
flow,
takes the pressure off your lower back. Sometimes
you got that sciatic, you know,
so good. And if you shop early right now, you won't miss the best financing offer that they've ever given you. 0% APR for 6 years.
Zero?
72 entire months of sleeping interest free. Oh. That means check out the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. Check out the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. It is all there for you. You've got some time. You got a 4-day weekend.
There's no excuse.
No, plenty of time to get in there.
Get your sleep right.
It's time. It's enough already. Go get yourself a mattress that you've been meaning to do it. Thing, I know. Well, this weekend, do it. The 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. Save.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM. More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get 2 lines with 3 gigs of data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity's been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
It's pro time.
Tomorrow, join Chris Tannehill and The Score at Floor & Decor on Oakton Street in Skokie from noon to 2 for their food and fun event. Stop by for fantastic prizes and giveaways. Floor & Decor, everything you need to complete your project all under one roof.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You could say they're dumb, but you can't say they're bad.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I do want to grab a call here about what we were talking about. But yeah, the combination of dead and dumb is really quite something. I can't believe you have. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the story. Maybe not. All right, this is Mike on The Score. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. All right.
I just got a quick question for you. You know, you guys talking the basketball, and, you know, D-Wade mentioned that if Jimmy Butler's gone, he's gone. But we haven't heard anything. What's your guys' input on that?
I don't think he officially said that. That's what everybody thinks. But Dwayne Wade's got $24 million that are coming to him, and I don't know what his buyout is. I can go to Hoops Hype and try to figure out what his buyout is. But, I mean, if they're going to buy out...
Isn't it full?
Rondo. Yeah, that's the thing.
The buyout would be $24.3 million or whatever.
Well, some of them aren't. So I don't know how his is breaking down. But if it's full, then he's going to be a Bull. But if there's something there where
unless they negotiate it and say, look, here's the deal. If you really want to be elsewhere, you got to cut us some slack here. We're not going to buy you out in full.
Yeah, $23.8 million is what he is owed this year. If they buy out Rondo. And his is a full buyout. I think that you're going to see D Wade play 40 to 50 games for the Bulls next year.
All right, this is from the Washington Post.
You want to do it now, or you want to do it after the update?
It's up to you. What do you think?
Do it now. Do it now. Go ahead.
Before Monday, before the 911 call and police investigation, Pedro Ruiz III, an aspiring YouTube star in rural Minnesota, spent considerable time persuading his girlfriend to fire a gun at his chest. There would be a thick encyclopedia between the muzzle and his body. Authorities say he told 19-year-old Mona Lisa Perez the pages he reasoned would stop the bullet. He even had evidence that it had worked once before, a different book with an entrance hole but no exit. So on Monday evening, the young couple positioned two cameras outside their home and prepared for their breakthrough stunt. They wanted fame, family said, and danger often brings it. Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of his most dangerous videos ever, Perez teased in a tweet at 5 p.m. His idea, not mine. It had been 3 months since the young couple added their vlog, La Mona Lisa, to YouTube, where they posted clips of their daily lives and their three-year-old daughter.
Oh, there you go.
They live in Halstead, Minnesota, a tiny town on the North Dakota border between Grand Forks and Fargo. Episodes featured shots from their home, the car, or at the doctor's office, which is where Perez revealed in May she was pregnant with a boy. Their shtick, though, was pulling minor pranks. Donuts with baby powder instead of powdered sugar, feigning paralysis from a grocery store wheelchair, hiding hot peppers on an egg salad sandwich. Just this week, Perez posted a video of Ruiz doing a handstand inside a rotating funhouse tunnel at the county fair. But the bullet and book stunt was supposed to be their moment.
What?
Ruiz's aunt said, don't do it. Don't do it. Why are you going to use a gun? And his response was, because we want more viewers. Just wait. With one camera attached to a ladder and the other propped on the back of a car, the couple staged their stunt, according to authorities. Ruiz held the book to his chest and Perez held the gun, a gold Desert Eagle 50 caliber pistol.
I thought you were going to say like a 38 or something. Oh, yeah. Well, she knew he was going to die. No, dude, in a damn phone book or encyclopedia stopping a Desert Eagle? Come on. No, not buying it at all. She killed this man.
Fired from a foot away.
She killed this man. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no way in hell no man is signing up for that, having any clue or any... You don't even have to be a gun person to understand that this is not going to stop in a phone book.
According to court documents, she said her boyfriend had been trying to persuade her to shoot the book for a while, and she finally relented.
Oh, no, yeah, she killed him. She was
arrested on a charge of reckless discharge of a gun that was upgraded to second-degree manslaughter.
Yeah, this happened in the Sopranos episode, too, but a little bit different. But, Yeah, you could stop with the prank stuff all you want. She killed him. A Desert Eagle?
Should have put the book on his head.
Well, part of the reason I bring... There is a reason.
He's got a hand cannon.
Yeah.
Is it a Desert Eagle?
Yeah, that makes...
A 50-cal Desert Eagle?
That makes...
The kickback on that is just ridiculous.
It makes Dirty Harry's 44 Magnum look like a 22.
A Desert Eagle? Yeah. Nah, screw all this other stuff. Thank you for reading that. She killed that man. And he thought... I don't know what he thought, but she knew she was killing that man. That's ridiculous.
Scoreboard update.
Having been in and around that part of the country, this does not surprise me at all.
I have, too. I have been in Moorhead, Minnesota, which is right on the other side of the border from Fargo. Yeah. What were you doing up there?
Well, my husband's from, like, right on the other side of Grand Forks.
So you rescued him. Yep. Is what you're saying.
I did.
Did you shoot him?
I did not yet.
If you ever want to get away with murdering someone, just say you were playing a prank with a Desert Eagle.
It's for our YouTube channel.
Oh my God.
3:31 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs set to play a weekend series in Cincinnati. Chris Bryant out of the game yesterday with that moderately sprained ankle, but he told Bernstein and Goff this afternoon he's healing quickly.
It's feeling actually really good. I mean, I sprained a lot of ankles before, and I haven't had the technology that you get in the big leagues to make you feel a little better. So it's feeling good, and I don't think it should be too long.
Bryant is not in the lineup tonight, but Kerry Muscat reporting he's been doing agility drills in the outfield just a little while ago. Kyle Hendricks reportedly playing catch this afternoon. Ben Zobrist playing outfield for AA again tonight. As for the Major League Cubs, Mike Montgomery making his fifth start on the year for the North Siders. He's sporting an ERA of just 2.50 so far. He'll face former Cub Scott Feldman in this one. The White Sox open a weekend set against Texas tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Mike Pelfrey headed to the mound to face rookie Austin Bebens-Dirks. Yankees manager Joe Girardi is not pleased about an electrical box at G-Rate Field that caused rookie Dustin Fowler to rupture his patellar tendon last night, knocking him out for the season. Girardi said, quote, "There's an electrical box, and to me, that's a problem. I'm not blaming the White Sox, but it's something that needs to be inspected. It should have been padded or not put there or put lower, because if the kid doesn't hit the electrical box, he might still be hurt, but my guess is he doesn't rupture his patellar tendon." First pitch tonight from the South Side at 7:10. In the NBA, Rajon Rondo could be on the move. The Tribune's Casey Johnson says the Bulls are shopping him around ahead of Friday's deadline to announce his status with the team. Paul George says he doesn't care where he plays this season, but he plans on signing with the Lakers in 2018 once he becomes a free agent. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow finished the day up 62.5 points. NASDAQ ended down nearly 4. The S&P was up almost 4. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Toyota of Naperville.
You know that Toyota of Naperville is the largest volume Toyota dealership in...
So you have that story about the guy who begged his girlfriend to shoot him in the chest with a Desert Eagle, and she obliged willingly. But here's the thing. This weekend,
what's up?
Don't light fireworks on your head, and don't say...
Don't light them.
Yeah, right. Have somebody else light them
People
for you.
People were doing that across the street from me a couple of nights ago, and Nicole looked at me. She's like, "Is someone shooting?" I'm like, "Nah." I go out and look in the front, and there's a dude and his young son in the parking lot down the street, lighting fireworks. And I'm like, yo, like, I remember when that was the thing, but now that firework, like, people are going bigger than they've ever gone before. I remember when there was a box of M80s on near where my grandmother used to live, around the block, around the corner. And you know, the grown-ups were lighting them, and the bang was like huge. And I used to think to myself, like, yo, that's dangerous as hell.
It's like a quarter stick of dynamite or something.
And now kids are getting their hands on them, or young adults are getting their hands on them and holding them a little too long.
Watch how long I can hold this.
Yeah, dude, like, just go on somebody's rooftop. Or if you live if you know somebody with a building that has a roof, you know, go on a rooftop and watch yourself some fireworks.
If you live in the city, the fireworks come to you. You don't have to go to a high school football field somewhere.
And the burbs have some great ones. There's some great ones in the surrounding suburbs.
Also, aren't we kind of, in general, I know some people love fireworks.
You gonna say done with them?
Haven't we had enough?
Nah, man. Every year.
When is it enough fireworks?
Every year, this is like... This is the parade. This is Christmas for some people. It really is. Putting on a big show and doing it personally for some people. There was a guy who lived down the street from us when we lived in Evanston, and you could just see it from his backyard. And he, like, you could tell he went to Indiana. He loaded up, spent like $500.
Flew to China.
Right. He actually got a missile. He came back and he would go ham, just everything. And he had like a big finale too. Like, he had like a thing where he 10 minutes worth.
Set to the 1812 overture and everything.
Well, yeah. I don't think it was that guy. No, he wasn't that dude. But for some people, Dan, this is like, this is it. Like, everybody's got that holiday that they cling to. Enough people have the 4th of July. And then, of course, you have the people who want to bring their guns out. And that was another thing when I was a kid, and I'd always be summertime. This is before I'd go to Belize. I'd be on the south side of my grandmother's house. And after the fireworks went off, you'd have the dudes who had their 50 caliber Desert Eagle light guns
would enjoy letting off rounds in the alley.
Straight in the air?
Yeah, and not understanding that those bullets
come down.
They land somewhere, yeah. But, yeah, people love this holiday because it's big and it's loud. And
the 815, you guys sound like a couple crabby, grumpy senior citizens.
No, you do what you want to do, bro.
Have your fun. I'm just curious.
There are rich people without fingers right now.
I'm curious what the overall, again, like after you've seen it a few times, it's like, okay. I'm not sure what the attraction is. I'm going to load up my car, and I'm going to
show them.
Come back, and we're going to blow up a bunch of stuff. I'm going to be the guy that has the biggest fireworks because of my tiny penis.
There it is. Yeah. There it is again. It always, like, whether it's the car or, like, the expensive truck, it always comes back to you having a small wang for some reason. Like, I've asked this question.
I brought him back from China, too.
Small wang. Yes. I've asked this question before on this show. Is it possible for you to have a big one and enjoy those things as well? Or is it impossible? Like, is that just you projecting your hate on everyone when you're that guy? It's like, he's probably got a small penis.
I think it's possible, but the likelihood is low, right?
Why, though?
Like, I hate to agree with Bernstein on anything, but I'm kind of Team Dan on this one.
But why? Like, I've never understood that where like, a nice car pulls up at brunch or people are outside.
Well, it's one thing to have a nice car. It's another thing.
That guy's probably compensating for his tiny penis.
Right, but it's one thing to have a nice car. It's another to sit at a red light and rev the thing and try to, you know, be a 45-year-old man
dying
for attention.
But what if he's got a giant one and he likes to rev it?
Then I'd like to be him.
It doesn't mean it works.
If you're talking
about the older
now
guy.
Now you're just hating.
Dan
is wishing ED on people.
I'm answering. If you're talking about the older guy, maybe that's an even worse feeling, is if you do have it and it's not even useful.
I just got this. I got this salami sitting here, and can't do anything with it. I just drive around in my $90,000 car. You know, like, hey, you want to take a glimpse at it? It's not going to hurt you.
Not going to do anything. Not going to bite you.
No, but yeah, the fireworks thing. Yeah, dude, have you seen? It happens. There's been one in Pilsen, and there's been one in Humboldt Park. Where these dudes. It's like watching Star Wars, where these dudes get the
Roman candles.
The Roman candle. They have all out Roman candle shootouts, and then these dudes are wearing these T-shirts that are like catch fire, and it's like, you know, the YouTube just
wearing Craig Hodges dashiki.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's still funny. Like, YouTube, like, Roman candle shootouts, and these dudes are just, it is all-out war, just going at it. The guys are pulling Roman candles out of their holsters, lighting them, because you got to have ammo. It's not just
holsters?
Like, well, you know, they got them in their pockets, okay. But it's not like just, you can't just have one, and then
I'm
be
out.
Done. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's going to light your ass up. So, yeah, dude, be careful out there. Please be careful out there. You know, go... in Evanston, you can go on there's a downtown Evanston parking lot where you can go to the very top and you can see the fireworks that happen right there on the lake. I mean, there's a lot of places you can go to. I know a lot of high schools, you know, may put some on for the surrounding suburbs. Just please take care of yourself. And if you're that guy, like, why do you go so hard? I'm not going to say it's because you're a tiny wang, but why do you feel the need to buy $500 worth of fireworks from Indiana or Tennessee or wherever the hell you go for them? Like, why? That's a trip too. Like, to go to one of those, like, those mega, I know we do the commercials for them, those mega fireworks stores, and you just walk in and it's like, all right. This is what I'm on. I've been waiting for the 4th of July, and it's time to cash out.
How much money do you have? Because it's expensive.
Yeah. No, fireworks aren't cheap.
And you light it. You're literally lighting your money on fire. Why not just do that? Why don't you take a couple $100 bills and light them on fire in the backyard and invite everybody over? Ooh. Look at you. You lit your wallet on fire. It's burning.
Have you ever messed around with fireworks?
Yeah, like we used to.
Like the small time ones?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to. Not like the big serious ones. But
remember
no.
The pop joints you just throw at the ground and they pop? Like that was like a big deal for me when I was
one,
a kid.
My favorite one that I loved as a kid, it was an actual tank. It was a cardboard tank that had, it would first it would go forward. The back rockets would shoot. It would go forward.
A tank?
Yeah, a little cardboard, like a Sherman tank.
Yeah, I got you, but I don't.
You had one fuse, and you'd light it, and then the back rockets would fire, and it would sort of trundle forward and stop, and those would burn out. And then the ones on the front would fire, and it would move back.
Oh, okay.
And then the main turret was a mini Roman candle.
But what and if that you would were light, in the line of fire?
Well, you'd stand out of the way. It would only shoot like 10 feet or so.
And that's the thing, too, when people put the Roman candles in these cups or these holders that aren't made for Roman candles, and then they tip over right when you light them.
And the next thing you're shooting up, the cat is on fire.
Right, you're shooting up. Nana is just sitting there enjoying her lemonade.
Nana, are you warm?
A little bit.
I'm on fire, Sonny. Yeah, I don't know why Nana turned into the Wicked Witch of the West, but yeah,
what a world!
Right. But yeah, please be careful out there. Unfortunately, I know there will be shootings this weekend because that's that's the city that we live in. Unfortunately, but please don't die out there because of fireworks.
And this is true. The 847 said yes. The tank was also my favorite, but 60% of them didn't work right.
Oh, so you got a lot of duds.
That is absolutely true.
There's a lot of duds.
Or you get the one rocket that would fire, like the one on the left, but not the one on the right.
Turn it.
Right, it would just be spinning in circles. Whoa, 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 whoa.
There's nothing worse than a dud firework, because then you can walk up to it and you're like, is this thing going to blow up on me right? Just let somebody do it. Just let somebody
If you have
do
all
it.
That money, hire somebody to do it for you.
And understand if your baby can take it or not. I will, Dan, never forget. We prepped Shayna, and I hope she's not listening right now. My little sister, we prepped her. Me and my dad used to go out to the lakefront in Evanston and watch.
Oh, and you get the loud booms that resonate in your chest.
We prepped her for it. Was like, Shane, it's gonna be loud, and it's gonna be like I did it for him, boom, like that. It's gonna scare you. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And she's like, it's chilly, really. All of a sudden, that's nice. And she's
more
like,
buddy?
Right? She's like four. Right, and my dad's holding her. We go out there and we say, Shane, the fireworks are getting ready to start. We got to have fun. And she's like, yeah. And the very first one that went off, I just went crazy.
We're
back in the car within 7 minutes. And I'm like, damn it.
So take long.
Right. So know if your child can handle the loud booms.
Or your dog. They make this neoprene shirt. No, the thunder shirt. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life.
To absorb the shock?
Some dogs can't handle thunderstorms. So I don't know what somebody came up with. It's just started separating you.
Hey, Chicago!
And it's like a neoprene zippered dog onesie.
You're making this up.
I'm not. Look up thunder shirt. It hugs. Hugs your dog.
I'm gonna find a new superhero movie. Thunder shirt.
Yes. It's.
Oh God! It's immediately thunder shirt for dogs.
Yep.
And.
I don't know what it does.
It's like a muscle shirt for dogs.
Or like dog spanks.
Right. Your dog's going to the clubs, got a little had a tough winter, hasn't worked all of it off yet. Dude, $40 for this thing?
Yep.
Don't
get a dog.
I'm learning that more every day.
Don't get a dog.
I want to so bad.
Don't get a dog.
Jace is gonna he and I are gonna want a little dog.
Okay. But he ain't walking it.
This is true.
You're walking
it. And Nicole isn't walking it either.
Nope. Damn. She's still on her phone.
I'm going to have to get one of these thunder shirts for the dog that I don't have. So, yeah, don't blow your fingers off. Be safe out there. Please don't be stupid. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid out there. Please don't be around the stupid as well.
This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. The people are out for us, by the way. This next segment's... The people are coming for us.
Right.
So
we're here for it.
Here we go.
We're here
it's
for
on
it.
Now. You got the score.
Monday from 1 to 6, a pre-Independence Day special on The Score as we replay one of our most talked about shows ever, the Terry Bohr's Retirement Broadcast.
It has been my distinct honor to be around for this transformation.
With loads of special guests and your favorite Score hosts, past and present.
A great group that is assembled here.
You have been the rock of this radio station.
Relive the show that celebrated 25 years of Terry Bohr's, Monday 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Everybody listening, thanks for the memories.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bulls will release Rajon Rondo, and other reports from multiple outlets say that they have also now waived Rondo and Isaiah Cannon. So Rondo and Isaiah Cannon are former Bulls. Apparently no trade market for Rajon Rondo. 312-644-6767. We'll talk about that and more on The Score.
Summer's triple header. United we rock.
When it's coming together.
Sticks.
Come sail away.
Together.
Come
with
sail away.
REO Speedwagon. Very special guest, Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. This Saturday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster.com, or call 800-745-3000.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Come to the Home Depot this July, and you'll learn a thing or two. Actually, three, with three do-it-yourself workshops. Learn how to install a toilet, how to install and properly wire a ceiling fan, or learn all about floor tile options, including how to cut tile, even how to grout. Summer school was never this much fun. July do-it-yourself workshops. Register in-store or online today for upcoming workshops near you. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now shopping for your family can earn you free gas.
Fill her up, Mom!
That's because you can use Plenty Points to save money on Synergy fuel at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. You'll get $2 in savings on gas for every 200 Plenty Points you redeem. How great is that? So download the Plenty app and activate bonus fuel offers from Exxon and Mobil today.
Way to go, Mom!
Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See Plenty.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber is supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Agency manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That'll still to be determined. We as far as Rajan, we've told you how highly we think of him. Zach and Rajan share the same agent. Bill Duffy is here today, so we're gonna sit down with Bill and talk through.
Yeah, well, I guess they talked.
Yeah, simple conversation.
Because
we're going in a different direction.
Rajan Rondo is now a former Bull, according to an official press release that has been sent over by the Bulls. The Chicago Bulls announced today the team has waived guards Rajan Rondo and Isaiah Cannon. Rondo appeared in 69 games and averaged 7.8 points, 5.1 rebounds, and 6.7 assists. He shot 408 from the field, 376 from three, and 600 from the free throw line.
Last year we were talking about three alphas. Now we're talking about one who will probably play half of the season.
Well, now one alpha is no longer really an alpha. And as long as he sticks around, is probably not going to be a significant player of any kind. But this is, it just shows you, they just jump around to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing until they figure something out.
They make you hate rebuilding too, by the way. Like, rebuilding is supposed to be kind of a spirited, enthusiastic, this is what we're going to do. This is the plan that we have laid out. It makes you feel like they stumbled into hitting the next button, which would just, you know, like they opened the door, the prize door, and it's, oh, rebuilding. That's the prize you get. It doesn't feel like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Because just last year, you told me that you were getting young and more athletic, and then you add two old guys. And this is just weird. Man.
According to reporters in Cincinnati, as expected, Chris Bryant is going to hit. That he did run. He ran today, described it with soreness, but not pain. Okay. And he is headed to hit now. He got a shipment of new shoes. So maybe different ankle support, maybe a high-top shoe, but he's... it seems like if it were a need game, he'd be able to go.
Yeah, the bounce back effect of being young.
Oh, to be young.
Yeah, man. They put that ice on it. They put that cold thing on it. It's like a metal sheet where they press it on that ankle and it's painful as hell. But it's forcing all the blood out of there, like he said, making his ankle think it wasn't hurt. And then you get the stem in there, and they're rubbing them up, and then they do the resistance band stuff. They got him right. Cubs understand what they need to do, especially with an asset like that. You don't have to force it, but if he's feeling good, he's feeling good. He'll probably play this weekend.
This segment brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Your neighborhood Ace has everything you need for your painting projects, like their best paint, Valspar Optimus. Only at Ace, the helpful place. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. What was your favorite moment of the Rajan Rondo era?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Rajan and where the Bulls are going, and also addressed apparently the people that we upset fireworks wise.
Yeah, the fireworks people. They started. They looked like they were like four people on hold, and they all dropped.
They were ready to roll. 312-644.
You can't tell me I can spend my entire paycheck on blowing things up and then not be able to put diapers on my kid.
Every once in a while, you get centered as to what your interactive audience is. The listening audience. Is Texters, one thing. Yeah the interactive audience who comes out to play with you, then you get centered to, okay, these are the paying customers. We'll let you into some of the things that we have read. Yeah, and
texters, and you seen. Do you.
Yeah, and if you want to dial us up to let us know how ridiculous we are for thinking that spending $2,000 on fireworks is idiotic.
Hey, if you got it,
come on through. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. Who's the best guy? Who are the top three or four guys you want to hit the most in your lineup on a daily basis? Put him at the top. You don't want to put a smaller guy up there that's a shortstop or a second baseman, because that's what they did back in 1947. That's not what you do.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity's been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tanks. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Why are more